Speaking at a banquet hosted for the Chinese leader and his delegation last night, shortly after signing several agreements, among them a $1.4 billion deal for upgrading the Wangi Thermal Power Station, Mr. Mugabe said he was excited significant progress has been made in the implementation of projects agreed between China and Zimbabwe.
As we engage with various Chinese institutions in structuring cooperation projects against the backdrop of the harsh and illegal sanctions, we greatly appreciate the understanding and flexibility shown by China. It is precisely that empathetic approach based on principled solidarity and genuine friendship which is accelerating our recovery from the debilitating sanctions.
Mr. Mugabe said the two countries were collaborating in projects in almost every sector, ranging from telecommunications, pharmaceutical, agriculture, mining and infrastructure.
We have also witnessed the signing of various agreements, including those relating to the enhancement of the output of our power relations at Wangi, and this after we had signed an agreement on Kariba. We thank you, Comrade President, for granting us a new parliament building.
Mr. Mugabe said it was pleasing that on the global arena, China associates with groups that advocate for the reorientation of the global discourse, such as the Non-Aligned Movement and G77. He said Zimbabwe fully supports China's cooperation with Africa on the basis of equality and mutual understanding. Mr. Xi said Zimbabwe and China must deepen their cooperation for the benefit of their peoples.
We also witnessed the signing of many cooperation documents which highlight the strong desire of both sides for broader cooperation and the tremendous potential therein.
Apart from the Wangi deal, a $98 million agreement for a fiber optic project for state-owned telecommunications was also signed. Other agreements include the construction of a national pharmaceutical warehouse, a new parliament building, civil aviation cooperation, and donation of wildlife protection equipment. Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce President Davison Norupiri said business welcomed Mr. Xi's pledge to support local business people.
This is really something which we have been waiting for. What we really want as of now is to make sure that we partner the Chinese companies and we come up with quite a number of projects, and also we come up with the issues of integration on as far as companies are concerned.
Apart from deals signed yesterday, China has provided credit worth millions of dollars to fund several capital projects in the country, including the expansion of the Kariba South Power Station, upgrading of the Araris Water and Sanitation Works, and the expansion of the Victoria Falls International Airport. The Zimbabwean government says it is grateful to the Chinese for providing capital at a time when the Western countries imposed sanctions on the country. However, according to the 2016 budget, Western countries are providing support to Zimbabwe to the tune of $108 million. Meanwhile, Mr. Xi has left for South Africa, where he will attend a summit on Africa-China cooperation. Mr. Mugabe is also expected to attend the same summit. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Ivan Chifera in Harare.